This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Another vote to unionize at another Starbucks in Denver. This is the seventh Starbucks location in Colorado to make a move toward joining a union. Workers say they want more working hours and higher pay. The big black bug is back at the May Natural History Museum south of Colorado Springs. It's a statue of one of the world's largest beetles, and it has stood on the side of State Highway 115 for more than 60 years, according to the museum's website. It was removed this spring for professional restoration. KOAA reports the 10 by 16 foot insect known as Herkimer now has new metal parts, fiberglass, and paint. Four Coloradans were picked for the 23-member U.S. Women's National Soccer Team, along with a fifth Coloradan for exhibition matches this summer. As the squad prepares for World Cup qualifications, the team will play on June 25th at Dick's Sporting Goods Park in Commerce City before heading to Mexico for a regional championship next month. That tournament helps determine which nations qualify for next year's Women's World Cup in Australia and New Zealand, and the 2024 Olympics in Paris. Six new service dogs raised by the Canine Partners of the Rockies graduated this weekend, which means soon they'll start their full-time jobs after 2 years of intense training. CPR's Paolo Schalciter reports.
The dogs have been raised since puppyhood to fulfill different service jobs like mobility support or autism support. Amy Grossinger, a school psychologist in Denver, owns Willow, a black lab who has been training to serve students with emotional and behavioral disabilities.
Oftentimes, like, I will go into classrooms to just teach general education students, and she'll go in and kind of seek out the students who are having a tough day, and she'll find them and sit right next to them.
Grossinger says schools should devote resources towards service dogs, which she believes can help with the mental health crisis affecting students and young people. I'm Paolo Schalciter, CPR News.
Temperatures are a little cooler today in Denver, high of 85, Grand Junction close to 80, getting warmer again for the end of the week. This is CPR News.